Yeah, 90s club classic Dr. Alban, sing Hallelujah to start us off. Happy hump day, folks. Wednesday, 24th of June. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. What's your story, big man?
Oh, yeah, what is this story? I don't even know anything about. Just what's the crack?
just a general inquiry as to how you are this morning.
I don't even know how I am. I think I'm all right. Yeah, I think everything's all right. I tell you something. Do you remember yesterday you came in and you were all like, I had to have a word with myself, you said.
I had to have a word with myself.
Yeah, you said today was one of those mornings, you said.
Oh, yesterday morning, yeah.
Well, the alarm went off and I had to have a very serious word. You had to have a pep talk.
Yeah.
You had to be Jack Charlton in Italy 90 and go, right, now I want you out of the bed. Come on now. Let's do it. Let's get moving. I had to do a bit
this morning.
Yeah.
What's something weird? I don't know what it is. It's weirdness around the place. What? This morning I woke up ahead of my alarm. It was one of those. It was 10 minutes too early. So it's you don't bother.
You're all right there. You don't need the work. You don't need the pep talk.
You have to get it. You just because you know that if you do the whole kind of like right, well that's it. I'm not getting up before this. You know what I mean? It was 17 minutes past four, and the alarm goes off at 4:30. Right.
All right. Yeah.
And it was like,
no, that's it.
I need to. I'll just get up and go for a wee and just keep going.
Oh, you kept going. Oh, did
I got up. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'd be holding on.
Absolutely. Would you hold on to the bitter end? Would you hold on to the half hour?
I'd be lying there uncomfortable and all. Oh, jeez, I'm forced to go silent. Oh, I've been doing all that, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas yesterday morning, as you say, it was one of the. It's the first time it's happened in a good long time where the alarm goes off and you're.
Yeah.
And your mind immediately goes to that place of like, how could I. What can I do to shave off 5 minutes somewhere along the lines here that I could stay in bed? And then you're like, no, Jim, don't do it. It's a slippery path.
Get up, Elvis. I don't have snoozes on my phone or any of that. You know the way?
Yeah. Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. It'd be a nightmare. It'd be a waste of time.
So that's if I fall asleep once...
you're over.
I'm gone.
Well, I mean, as we know on this very show... Hello, PJ. Yeah. What's wrong? It's 6:30.
And then I started giving out to Mike. Do you remember? That was the thing. Mike goes, are you coming in? And I looked at the phone. Oh my God, it's 6:30. And he goes, yeah, I know. And Mike, it's 6:30. It's 6:30. He's like, I know, I'm here.
Police, every little thing she does is magic. Here at Classic Hits, almost 14 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim and letting us hang out with you on this Wednesday, 24th of June. The birthday of a whole load of celebrities today. Well, I say that. There was a lot of minor celebrities, PJ. I didn't want to inflict on you.
Yeah.
People who you'd know the name of, but they wouldn't be big on your radar. You know what I mean?
And I'd be annoying you then.
They'd
who
be sort of
do?
Like...
What does that... Who, what do they do?
No, there'd be a lot of them you'd kind of know, but it was just... You know what I mean? Mid-ranking footballers and people like that.
Ah, don't mind them. We've enough of them. We've been putting up with those... yo-yos for the last few months of lockdown.
Exactly. Right, so here we go. Here's the ones that I picked out for you. I think you'll do okay with these. Starting off with, well, I mean, the debate goes on. I know you're on the other side of the debate, to be fair to you, but the debate goes on. Is he the greatest footballer in the world?
Oh, here we go. It's either Ronaldo or Messi then.
Lionel Messi.
Right, yeah. Lionel Messi.
On the Ronaldo side, aren't you?
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but that puts me in the minority, I'm aware
of
that.
No, not really. I think most people have come around to the Ronaldo thing. I mean, even though, obviously, me being a United supporter, kind of you would assume I'd be the Ronaldo side of it. And he is exceptional. I don't know. Just when you watch Messi play, it's just like... I never got to see George Best in the flesh.
No.
But that sort of dribbling style that Messi has when he goes past players and does his thing. And
yeah.
I don't know. I'm torn, PJ.
But the moments, man. Cristiano just delivers so many unbelievable moments.
He's a supreme athlete. He's a far superior athlete.
Definitely. Your man's only a little old. Your man needs to get to Weight Watchers and all compared to him.
I know I said this once and I was ridiculed for it, right? But when he was growing up, Lionel Messi was growing up, he did have, right, and you can check this out for yourself, he did have a thing that was, I don't want to say disease, right, because that's not what I mean, but he had a thing that was related to dwarfism. I swear to God. Look it up in his biography.
I thought, maybe Maradona had it as well, because he's only a tiny little fella.
Yeah.
That's gas, isn't it?
Mad.
I don't know.
But what a gift! I mean, like when you think about the fact that he's been at Barcelona since he was 17 or something, isn't it?
I know. Yeah. But again, that's copping out a bit compared to Cristiano. That's I'm saying that as well. Cristiano's done it everywhere, constantly, in all the biggest clubs in the world. except for Barcelona.
Mind you, to be fair, thought he was a footballer at Barcelona. I'm not sure I'd leave.
Well, he wasn't a footballer to great Manchester United.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah. He even left that.
So the god that is Lionel Messi, the footballing god.
I gotta say, he's like 34.
Not bad, 33.
Oh, okay, right.
33.
I was actually sure I had that.
Yeah.
I was approaching that with confidence. I'm disappointed with myself now.
Right. Why, did you see something recently? Or
no, it's just, you know, the way you kind of...
It has it in your head.
You think you know a thing.
Yeah, you were pretty close. 33.
As usual, anything I think I know is wrong.
Right, okay, here's one. Somebody that we've spoken about a lot recently, a band that you said I don't know whether you said you've gotten into them or you've always been a fan, but Mick Fleetwood is celebrating his birthday today.
No, I'm only getting into them now. I've missed so much of it over the years.
Founder, of course, of the great Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, still only a secondary halfwit compared to Stevie Nicks now, let's be honest. I know he's
a
musical genius and everything.
And still, for a lot of people, only remembered for being so tall standing beside Samantha, what do you call her? Get your... Samantha...
Fox.
Fox. On the Brit Awards. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. It rings a bell, but I can't really remember it.
Bizarre piece of television.
Well, he's about 9 foot tall.
Easily. Maybe closer to 18.
Wow. So how high does Stevie Nicks then? She must be about 8.
Yeah.
Somewhere around the middle, because she always looked kind of normal next to him.
Mind you, he was probably always sitting down, because he's the drummer, isn't he, Mick Fleetwood?
Yeah. God, that's a tough one now.
He's not a young man, obviously.
No, 70s, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to say he's like 76.
Oh, 73.
Ah, fart off. I went way too high.
73. Right, and
I
here's one.
I did a Messi on that.
You'll get this one, right? You'll get this one because it's a significant birthday, right? And this is going to bring back a massive pang. In fact, more than a pang, it'll be a smack of nostalgia right in the chops.
Oh, yeah.
When I say to you, it is the birthday of... Glenn Medeiros.
Nothing's gonna change my love for you. You ought to know by now how much I love you. What a cheese ball.
That made it to number one, man.
And stayed
for
there.
For ages.
It stayed and it stayed and it stayed.
Sitting on a rock looking out at the sea.
Looking at the sea, singing to it. Singing his heart out, looking at a wave. Oh my God, what a cheese. And the hair on him, Jim.
Oh man.
The hair on him.
I tell you, if you're going to do a one-hit wonder, that is the way to do it, isn't it?
Really was,
go in,
it?
Number one, thanks. Beat all of you lot, I'm out of here.
Yeah, and then
give us me money.
One of those songs where you just repeat the chorus over and over again at the end.
Yeah.
You know, please don't remember the verse, it's weird. Just remember
and it's one
the
of those.
Spin and key, change it, so, yeah.
It's one of those that, not only did it not stand the test of time, it was bad then.
It was. I know. You didn't, yeah, I know, yeah, in fairness.
Do you know what I mean?
It was, yeah.
It's a bit like, it's on a par nearly with Renee and Renata, isn't it?
It is, man.
In terms of successful songs that really shouldn't have been.
That shouldn't have been. No one knows why it happened. But isn't it weird that we all still know the lyrics? That's
absolutely.
The mad part.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Glenn Medeiros isn't a young fella now either.
No, so bear in mind, I did say significant birthday.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's 60.
He's 50.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Was that not a mid-80s song?
I don't know. Maybe he was very young.
Oh, my God. Was he really that young when he was doing all that singing in the waves? I suppose he could have been,
singing in the waves.
Oh, my
Glenn
God.
Glenn Medeiros in the waves.
Oh, my God. I
50
was sure I had that right.
Right, and this is your curveball for today.
Those are two I absolutely was certain I had, and I got both of them wrong.
Here's one that, when I tell you the name, okay, it mightn't immediately jump into your head, but it's Peter Weller's birthday today. Don't be Googling.
Glenn Medeiros, I'm Googling. I want to see his hair.
Peter Weller. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
Okay, now that's understandable.
Paul Weller.
No. This is only the man who was the original RoboCop.
Oh, gee. I'm sorry. You should see your head of Glenn Medeiros today, man. The RoboCop.
The original RoboCop.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's the only famous thing he did, is it? I don't remember him being in anything
else. I have no recollection of him doing that.
And bizarrely, your woman that was in RoboCop, the original one, it's her birthday as well.
Today?
Yeah. Nancy Allen.
Jeez.
Although, I don't know, would you remember her?
No.
Not really.
Anyway. I don't even know if I'd know your man, Peter Weller, without the heads, without the...
without the thing on.
The robotic helmet.
Would you not remember him? No.
Can you not
see him in your head?
Not without the helmet. The helmet.
Oh, then that's not going to be much of a good one.
Well, you know something. Considering the way I've been going, it wouldn't have mattered anyway, but Well, hold on. Here's the thing. That was a mid-80s movie. It was around 1986 or something like that, right?
Right.
So you'd have to say he was, like, you know, mid-20s to do it sort of thing. 20.
What's that?
So I'd say he's, like, 63.
73.
Wow. Okay.
73.
Right, all right. Okay.
So he obviously wasn't flying at the
time. So we learned two things today. I can't do maths. I know nothing. When it's when I'm certain about something, that's definitely wrong.
It was a choice between giving you RoboCop and giving you Astro from UB40.
Astro.
But I figured
UB40.
I figured you might have a better shot at.
It's just when you think you hate something as much as you can, you find out they have a fella called Astro.
Terrence Wilson is his proper name, known as Astro.
Of course,
and
he's
a musician with UB40. I don't know what he does in there, but
no one knows what any of them do, man. No one knows what any of them do. They go into a garage and bang spanners off an old couple of buckets, and then they call it music and inflict
anyway,
it on us.
Just for the record, Astro's 63.
Oh yeah, good on you. Yeah, yeah. You know, UB40 must be the only band that go, that's it, that song's terrible, is there anything we can do to make it worse? Yeah, 5 minutes. Let's make it 5 minutes. Good man, Astro.
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, Superman Lovers with Starlight. Just 19 minutes to 7 o'clock on this Wednesday. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting us hang out with you. And thank you for all of the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008. Turns out that Peter Weller, right, who we were talking about in the birthdays.
Yeah.
The original RoboCop.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
we were saying that we couldn't think of anything else he was in.
No,
well,
I couldn't.
Shame on you, PJ Gallagher, is all I'm going to say here.
I still don't know if he was actually a RoboCop.
Shame on you. Call yourself a Star Trek fan.
Oh, was he in and making an appearance, did he?
Apparently, Peter Weller, according to a few people, was in the last Star Trek film, Into Darkness. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, yeah, it does, yeah. God, I had no idea. I had no idea.
And also somebody else says, not only was he in the Star Trek movie, I think he was in Fringe on Sky One.
Never heard of that.
No, that's a new one on me as well. But thank you for that.
That's gas, isn't it?
Call yourself a Star Trek fan.
Like I said, I like RoboCop too. I had no idea he was in it. Even though
also,
I had no idea he was it.
Also, somebody is, and they've come to the right place, in fairness, somebody is looking for a little bit of parental advice.
Oh, that's...
We're very, you know what I mean?
Me of all people, who's never been a parent, I'm exactly the person you should ask.
Mary's been on looking for a bit of parental advice. Quite an unusual opening. Morning, Diddy Kings. Diddy Kings.
I like that.
Diddy's a fantastic word, isn't
it? It's not used nearly enough.
Yeah, you know. Ever since Ken Dodd gave up on the Diddy Men.
The Diddy Men, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's a shame. Such a wonderful word.
What was the name of his stick? He had a stick, didn't he?
Tickle stick.
A tickle stick. I was going to say a diddy stick, but that sounds like a weird thing to say.
Yeah, don't say that.
Yeah, no, that's a different thing I'd say.
Anyway, she's looking for some parental advice because apparently it's the third morning this week.
Uh-oh.
That her, she doesn't say, just say how old he is. Hang on a second, see if it doesn't matter anyway. Kid, small, baby, about that size.
Yeah.
Has woken up at 5:30 in the morning. And she's out walking the streets trying to keep him quiet and not disturb the rest of the house. Any advice?
Well, I as I've never been a parent, but I do have dogs, so I would say go for a walk in the garden and...
Well, she's already out walking.
Well, let
so, him... So, basically, you're doing the right thing, Mary.
Doing the right thing. And come in and then give him something to chew and a lump of peanut butter. I find that's a good idea.
Yeah. And, or throw a ball from...
And loads of pets, yeah. And good boy, loads of good boy.
Yeah. Loads absolutely, yeah. Tire, and don't let him roll around in his own shit either.
No, don't be doing that.
No.
I can.
If you can avoid it, obviously you probably won't be able to avoid it. They tend to do that.
I'm not very good at this. I'll get you some flea powder and send it up to you.
Right, somebody else, look, God, they're all bailing in now. Somebody else saying he was in Sons of Anarchy. Did you ever see that?
Oh, I watched that. That was great.
Well apparently Peter Weller was in that, according to this guy.
It was kind of like Fair City with guns, is how I would describe it. So I really enjoyed it, but I really knew
it
was
So is it worth me watching it? Because I've heard it mentioned a couple of times.
I don't know, man. You'd have to be really into it. Like, it's very, very naff.
Right.
But it's very, very enjoyable if you're into it. It's just, it's a lot of Americans talking like this.
Right.
Man, you better get down or I'm going to get groovy on you with my shoom stick. You know, it's a lot of this sort of carry on.
And well, like, I didn't realise it was set in Harlem.
You want to see it, man. Like, and it's all... Yeah, and then when it gets to Ireland, there's a few episodes where they go to Ireland.
Yeah.
And it's worth watching that just to see how bad an Irish accent can be done.
Oh, really?
It really
oh
is.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know, it's
What's the famous lad? Hunnam, is he in that? Charlie Hunnam. No, is he in Sons of Anarchy?
Oh, yeah, he's the main fella,
yeah,
think,
right,
isn't
okay,
he?
Yeah. And is Ron Perlman in it?
Yes, yeah, he's one of the main lads.
Hellboy
as well.
Himself.
Yeah, and when you get to Ireland and it's them two doing that, yeah, man, we gotta make sure that the police don't know about the things. And then you, oh, yeah, well, I tell you now. George be doing because now I.
Oh,
it's
man.
Like, as you know, it was me that's in the IRA.
Yeah.
It's weird, man.
Oh, man.
It's literally the worst Irish accent I have ever heard in my life.
Oh, my God. Like, we're talking full-blown Tom Cruise Irish band.
And it's worse, I'm telling
worse.
You.
Worse.
Yeah, it's hard to. It took me a while to realise he was trying to do an Irish accent. Is it
full, like even like it's full Darby O'Gill, but even that done
it's
badly.
Honestly, it's worse.
Oh
I know
my
it's
God.
There's one fella in it, and you want he's the leader of the IRA, man.
Right.
And you want to hear it. It's so funny. Like it's actually spectacularly bad.
Yeah.
I should try and find a clip of it because it's and how the other actors even took it serious that they were like looking at each other going, yeah, what a scary dude. Like, I don't, like, it's really...
Will you be having any tea?
Would you be having any tea now? See, it's hard for me to do an accent that's not in any way Irish.
I know what you mean.
You have to hear this.
Like, right, okay, that's going to be my mission
like
now.
A fella doing a... Like, he's like Slovakian or something. I don't know how to describe
actually,
it,
actually, is it a bit like when I did Irish, the Irish language? Is it a bit
it
like
is.
That?
Yeah, do you remember that when you did your Irish Ireland for
when
some
I
reason?
No, it was actually when I was trying to do the script from Ross na Rún.
And you turned into like Polish. You were like, it's actually, it's not a million miles away.
Brilliant. Yo. So I could have a future in Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, so it's not a million. It's so bad.
Right, that's it. That's my mission. I'm going to set out to see that. Right, listen, your mission today, you've got a couple of them. You can win yourself a whole heap of things. We got a rake of cash on the hit bit in about an hour's time. Go check out classichits.ie in the meantime. And don't forget, of course, a first chance to get away from it all. The fantastic Soho Hotels. They've got Ireland covered anywhere you could want to go. Staycations are going to be a big thing this year for people getting out and about. And we've got a fantastic prize for you to go to any of the Soho Hotels, fantastic range of hotels. And it's still very winnable. What are we at? Are we still at 8 or something?
Yeah, we're still at 8, yeah. Oh, hold on. I think so.
Yeah, there, there,
eight, yeah. So 9 or more will put you in the lead for the breakfast table quiz. Yeah, we only got 5 yesterday, wasn't it?
Brilliant. All to play for, 087-188-0008 if you fancy a crack at either of those. Rick Astley here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on this Wednesday. Happy hump day, folks. 24th of June, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. And 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout this morning. Hitbit on the way very shortly, about half an hour, maybe there or thereabouts. Half an hour, you can play for a whole heap of cash. In the meantime, if you want to get involved, let us know on the WhatsApp, 087-188-0008, or maybe check out classichits.ie. But first, ahead of all of that, two of PJ's most favourite things in the whole world have come together. Dogs and birthdays.
Well, yeah, I know, that's the thing. I will say, right... It was getting a little bit annoying watching Virgin Media News over the pandemic.
Right.
Because literally all you had to do was turn 100 and there was a news crew at your door. That was it.
To be fair, the old reaching 100 years of age isn't the worst thing you could do. You know what I mean?
I know that.
It's a bit of an achievement.
I understand. But every single week there was...
Somebody...
And in other news today, here's Fred Hardy, who turns 100 today. And you're like, oh, for God's sake, there's 100 of these. There must be a
It's becoming more common then, to be fair. What do you reckon our chances 100? Of reaching 100 are?
I hope to God I never see it. Are you mad? No way. Are you joking? I'm 45. I'm already knackered. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah. And cranky. I mean,
yeah,
can you imagine how cranky you'd be? In another... 55 years.
Yeah, I went to see that.
That took me a while.
Remember that movie? Did you see the movie, the Centurions movie or whatever it was?
No.
And it was all Irish people who had turned 100 interviewing them.
Right.
And then like half, some of them are grand. And then he got to the question, are you glad you lived to 100? Not really. They're not like...
Best one ever is...
Alive a long time, you know?
The new series of Afterlife, where he goes and visits your woman in the home because she's gotten the letter from She's brilliant.
The language over. It was brilliant, you know what
the
I mean?
Way she refers to everybody else in the home and everything.
Yeah, she'll shower up effort.
Everything.
That,
it's everything.
It's brilliant, like.
Yeah.
So you see it week in, week out, the effect of it starts to wear off. Fair play to you, I'm delighted. I hope you have a nice day and all. And then they do the same old speech, you know. What's the secret to long life? Bottle of Guinness every day. And
I'll tell you the secret to long life.
Rashers,
not dying.
Yeah, a load of rashers. And also, I like to have a packet of crisps and a brandy at 6 o'clock every day. You know all this, are you?
Absolutely.
So then I come in this morning and I look at the thing, and I've changed my mind completely about celebrating all birthdays, because now it's a dog, a 20-year-old Labrador, Jim. 20. Jim, you're not acting happy here. I gotta say it again. At 20.
Wow.
You're.
That's
20. That's
140,
like being,
is it?
It's like 700, man. It's like being 700 years old.
Wow.
And the dog is
what
here.
What dog calculator do you use?
The one, the 7 to, it's a 100 years a decade.
Right.
Man, it's unbelievable. So the dog is in the States, right? So Augie is the name of the dog. Hit the milestone. They're supposed to live 10 years. That's like living to 200.
Right.
Normal Labradors live to 10 or 12 years old. Why are you not surprised? 20,
yeah, no, that's all. Yeah.
20 years old, Jim. It's like being 200 years
that's
old.
That's amazing, PJ. Wow, that's great.
It's like having seen the East Horizon twice.
Amazing. 20. That's unbelievable.
20, Jim.
It's incredible. How old? So he's the oldest dog ever.
The oldest dog in the world.
Wow.
This dog was alive when Bill Clinton was president of the United States. Had to be rehomed twice. Because she outlived her owners, for God's sake, at one point.
Outlived her owners.
She did, man. She outlived her owners.
That's shocking.
And then she's on her second family. It's unbelievable.
Somebody's saying it was a golden retriever.
Yeah. So what did I say? Labrador, same thing. Yeah. It's a silver dog. Get over it. If you're going to get into all the details, this isn't Sky News, you know. This is where things are.
Yeah. Don't come here if you're looking for facts.
I see what I want to see. So she was born on the April 24th. Oh, hold on a minute. It's not her birthday now. She was born on April 24th. Why are they having the birthday now?
Are you seriously saying that this whole story has been a sham? It's been built on fake news.
No, it's in today's paper. Why is they doing that? I can't. It doesn't matter. They're obviously celebrating.
Once again,
now.
People, we didn't. Smart, you know, if you're coming here for accurate research and facts, you know what I mean.
What do you mean accurate? What are you saying? The dog's 20, and you're acting like it's no big deal. Imagine if that would be great though. If they went to this dog, right, and they said to the dog, "Good boy, what's the secret of a long life?" And the dog goes, "A bottle of Guinness every day, and a brandy and a cigarette." In front of Scooby-Doo.
So, it begs the questions whether, similar to people living longer, animals, I assume, then, likewise, it may become the norm that we get 20-year-old dogs, will it?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Especially with your man going, you know that lad that goes around giving them all, like, new hips and all? What's your man's name?
Best, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm into that.
Like, what, a new hip?
Well, no, the way the animals don't know what's going on, man. And next thing, they have a robotic leg. Yeah. And, you know, they're like, gee, I hear. Like, you get to a point, you start going, well, just let the poor thing.
Yeah.
Leave him off.
Like, I've had a good run, right?
You know what I mean? You get some poor little cat with robotic ears is walking around the neighbourhood, and like a bionic guy.
Tries
to bounce over the fence, and he's halfway to the moon. And he doesn't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm into that.
Yeah, keeps hearing the theme from the $6 million man.
Yeah.
Or no, what was it? It was the $6 million woman that had the bionic dog.
I don't know if I'm into that at all. You know the way they do keep some people alive too long. I think of my father as well like that. Jeez, they kept him onto the bitter end. Like, I mean, the poor fella, everything was gone. The lungs were gone, the liver was gone, the kidneys was gone, the heart was gone, and they were still there going, don't worry, we have a machine for that. And they're for fuck's sake, oh yeah, we're going to play the ball.
I think I'll move on, will I? I'll just play the music there. And we pretend like nothing happened.
So do we apologise now or later?
It's all right. I have my pen out as we speak.
I can't believe it. I'm so sorry about that. It was an accident. I got a little bit carried away with the...
with the 20-year-old dog.
Oh, my God. What's he do that for?
Hootie and the Blowfish. Only want to be with you here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks, and letting us hang out with you. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout.
Oh, dear. I'm in awful trouble now.
You're not in trouble at all. If I'd have said it, I'd have been in trouble. You get away with murder.
I mean,
Andy Bad News literally dragged me into his office once because I called a lad a gobshite.
I got dragged in and threatened.
But you get away with absolutely blue murder.
I get dragged in all the time. I just don't be even saying that because it's
if I'd have said that, I'd have been fired now. I wouldn't have even got to finish the show.
Yeah, but
I'd have been thrown out of the building.
You know better. That's why. So there you go.
Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We've got the Hitbit still to come. Do we know how much it is? Michael, do you know how much it is?
1,220.
Cool. 1,220 euros, what you're playing for. Classichits.ie if you want to check it out for yourself. Have a little look there. See all the previous guesses. Have a listen as often as you like. And have a go.
Yeah, you fart knee. Just
Classic Hits.
Walking on Broken Glass, Annie Lennox. Here are Classic Hits on the way towards the Hitbit. €1,220 could be yours in just minutes. If you want to get involved, Magic Mike is standing by on the old WhatsApp machine, 087-188-0008. Let him know that you want to play. He could get you on, give you a shot at all of that cash. Don't give us your guess, by the way. Vitally important you don't do that. Just let Magic Mike know you want to play and you could be on. Now, in the meantime, speaking of playing,
yeah,
there are certain games that you kind of associate with a certain type of person.
Yeah,
and as in age-wise.
Definitely not children.
Exactly.
I mean, even like, I don't know anything about bridge, I'll be quite honest with you. I was going to read you out the rules of bridge and how it's played, and it's about
8 pages long, is it?
Yeah. Honestly, it is. I'm looking at them here. I was saying, I'll have a quick scan of this to get into the story to sort of put some context on how difficult it is.
Is there a concept to it even? Like, does it say even the object of the game?
Right, a card game derived from Whisht, whatever that is, right?
Whisht?
Yeah, Whisht, yeah. W-H-I-S-T, Whisht.
I thought that was a thing for telling people to shut up.
Same here, yeah, always, yeah. Whisht. Whisht or I'll slap you with the bridge. It's hard to even find where to start.
It's a complicated enough game.
Yeah, two against two as partners, a standard 52 card deck of playing cards is dealt one at a time clockwise around the table so that each player holds 13 cards. The object of the play is to win tricks, each trick consisting of a one card played by each player. Another feature, it goes on and on.
Yeah.
So to say that it's surprising to see that an 8-year-old has become what is known as a life master of bridge is a bit of a surprise. God. Yeah. So the biggest bridge organisation in the world, right, called the ACB, which is just confusing. Surely you could have gone ABC in some way. It's just confusing. The ACB have said that this fella, he's become a life master. It would normally take an average adult decades to reach this level and aptitude when it comes to bridge. He's done it in 2 years. Imagine losing a game like that to a 6-year-old. You'd be like, I started this when I was in my 20s. Oh, I'm 63.
That would be, that's humiliating.
And this young fella's there banging me around the place. He's looking at me, keeps going, held your wished. You held your wished. You cheeky little pup, you.
This 8-year-old, does he go for the full, like, does he fit in with his contemporaries? Does he go in wearing the, like, you know, that's nice cardigan?
Smoking a pipe and all. He'd be there smoking a pipe and having a half glass of brandy. Nice to see you all again today.
Yeah. Because bridge sounds to me like the kind of thing, and all due respect to anybody who plays bridge, obviously, I mean, I don't know how to play it. Maybe it's a fantastic game. But it does sound like something
you get into
that sort of middle class couples who kind of have ideas above their station into playing a bit.
It's like, it's up there. It's kind of like bowls.
I was at the bridge club
lawn bowls or something, isn't it? Except it's complicated.
Yeah.
Lawn bowls, you just learn how to roll the ball things.
Yeah.
It's literally called bowls. The ball things. Learn to roll the bowls.
Yeah.
Andrew Chu is his name, right? And he was able to earn his points or whatever, I don't know what it is, in just 2 years by playing local games, and then he started playing online. And when he went online, he couldn't get away from it. So he was getting better and better and better the whole time. I suppose that's the advantage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Again, not to be sort of judgmental of a certain age group, but you imagine a lot of bridge players are like, their back makes a louder sound than the internet,
you do get that impression, yeah. That if you said to them, you know, you can play this online, they'd be going, what is it? Like a washing line, is it?
Yeah,
online.
What line?
What do you mean? Like, lions can play this now.
I don't I like Barry's. Right, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So Andrew's saying, he's like, every hand of bridge, he says, this is his take on it, eight-year-old Andrew. He said, every hand of bridge is like a puzzle to solve. And I love a puzzle. I love to be able to work things out in a competitive environment. Yeah, right. As if that's an 8-year-old. I said, come on. An 8-year-old.
Although, to be fair,
if
he's an 8-year-old that wins bridge tournaments, maybe that's why.
I know, but an 8-year-old sitting there like,
he's 54-year-old in an 8-year-old's body.
I'm sorry, but this PR person put that word in his mouth. There's no way an 8-year-old made a statement that says every British hand is like a puzzle to solve. I love to solve puzzles and work them. There's no way he said that. Yeah. I just not believe in it. But fair play to him.
Like, absolutely.
I'm trying
to think, is there any other game that's a bit like that that you kind of... I mean, for a start, he should have gone the poker route. He could have cleaned up.
Well,
I'm sure you'd make more money at poker than you would at bridge.
If I was his elf, I'd be there going, how good are you at knowing where the cards are?
Are you counting those cards? Because, I mean, we could get a trip to Vegas.
I'll be there, listen, kid, we get one shot. One shot.
Yeah.
And that's it. It have not dressed up like he's 21.
You'd be the Tom Cruise character in Rain Man.
Yeah.
Right, now listen, this is how we're going to do this, okay?
And Andrew be there, Pokemon. Just want to play Pokemon. Hang on, just stop it. We're trying to win millions here.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The classic hit bit is worth €1,220 this morning. This is what it sounds like. And we'd love to give it to you on Nell Wednesday. Stick some money in your pocket. So the first person that's going to play this morning is Tom Coffey. How are you, Tom?
How are you, lads? How's it going?
Oh, good, Tom. What is your story today?
I'm on the road working today. I'm
good for you.
The sunny southeast.
Lovely.
Oh, right. Is it sunny there today, yeah?
Well, I don't know. I'm still in Kildare, so...
Oh,
you're hoping. Who do you drive for, Tom? Or what's your reason for being on the road?
I work in operations for a security company, Active Security in Kildare Town.
Ah, right. Very good.
So I'm on the road 3 or 4 days a week. So
you're heading off to a client or something, are you? Or?
I am, yeah. I'm meeting a couple of clients down there today, yeah.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
Good stuff. Yeah. Well, best of luck ahead for you, and hopefully Thanks. You get a few quid. What do you reckon then, Tom? Give us your guess.
I think it's Keen, Somewhere Only We Know.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Good old tune.
Is that the one Lily Allen did,
I was just going to say, PJ, for your benefit, there's a slight Christmassy vibe off that.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah.
Anyway, unfortunately, it is wrong, Tom. I'm so sorry. But lads, to tell you something, I am determined that this is the last time this is going to be guessed wrong, that the next time.
Tom, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I know.
And you are having a good start to your day too.
And you were and
further
you, were,
you can get away from that, Tom, the better.
And you were keen. You were keen for me to have a good one, weren't you?
Oh my God!
Lord, make it stop! Make it stop!
He's beating us all.
Safe driving to you, Tom. Have a good day, man. Thanks for playing.
Love the show. Thank you.
See you, Tom.
Man.
Have a good one. Right, so, Paula Lopez Gray is waiting on the other line as well. Hey, Paula.
Morning. How are you?
Not so bad at all, Paula. How are you getting on?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, what's your plans for the day ahead?
Oh, just working up until lunchtime and then the usual kids organising it.
So basically working till lunchtime and then working again.
Yeah, pretty much. Well,
hopefully you get an hour lunchtime in the middle of it somewhere.
Yes, please God.
Right, so Paula, let's try and give you some cash. £1,220, what do you think?
I think it's the Pretenders, Brass and Pocket.
Right, the Pretenders. Mike, we're half afraid of this.
Yeah, I know. I can nearly see where this is going.
Listen, I'm not going to pretend this is difficult. This isn't difficult, lads. It is difficult telling people they're wrong. So I can't put any brass in your pocket today. I'm sorry.
No, thank you.
Oh, my God. We should deduct a point from you for that.
That was telegraphed.
Yes, sorry about that, Paula, but thanks for having
a go.
Yeah.
Cheers, Paula. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. you could see that coming, couldn't you?
Paula was there. I have a long day ahead of me now. I have to carry that around.
Yeah. You do realise I have to look after children.
Yeah. Fairness to you. No, I don't know where to go with that.
There's literally nothing you can be salvaged.
Bet you her kids aren't as funny as that, though.
Yeah.
80s classic from the Human League. Don't You Want Me here at Classic Hits. It's 10 past 8, Wednesday, 24th of June. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008. On the way, of course, this hour, breakfast table quiz. Only 8 to beat on that. Well worth having a crack at it. But in the meantime, of course, one of the most anticipated and talked about things... I mean, I tell you something. It's probably going to be outside of a bank holiday. It's probably likely to be one of the busiest Mondays
in the history
next Monday.
It will, won't it?
In the history of pubs,
you would have to think. And now the rush may come back a little bit. You know that because with Sinn Féin saying yesterday that they now think. I have to say, when I read this first, honestly, Jim, I thought it was a joke. I actually thought it was a warning.
Yeah, had it have been an April Fool's thing, you would have spotted it.
No,
yeah,
no, that's not real. But Sinn Féin are now saying that every adult in the country should be given a €200 voucher to spend in the local pub, restaurant, or hotel, and €100 for the kids as well. That's a lot of Coke and crisps for the young ones.
That is, yeah, yeah. You know? So a family could end up with what? So 200 an adult, and then so what? Your average family, if they call it that.
Yeah.
You'd end up with about 600 quid.
I know. Isn't that not bad?
Spend in your local pub.
Do you know what'll happen though? Some of those pubs, you go into, you say, oh, do you know something? We go to town. How much is a pint? 200 quid.
Yeah.
But it's gas, isn't it?
My God.
It does. I read this, right, and I was saying it to Tara. I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, to Tara, I was going, it's gas, and the possibility is of another election is looming in the background. And Sinn Féin go, I'll give you 200 quid if you vote. Give you 200 quid if you vote.
Absolutely, yeah. What do you need? A few points? No problem.
No worries. Tell you what, I'll give you a night out. Night out on me if you vote. Although Tara did point out, to be fair, right, it's not just Ireland that's doing this. Italy, Australia, Iceland, Hong Kong, a few other countries.
This is trying to get the whole sort of hospitality sector back in action, is it?
Yeah, it's to kickstart the economy. Essentially, we go into recession if money doesn't move.
Yeah.
So it's to get money moving and encourage us to sort of spend, go on holiday in Ireland rather than, forward to jetting off and all that crap.
Yeah.
But
now, in fairness, I mean, a €200 voucher to say knock off a weekend away or something, you know what I mean? If you could get a voucher, that would be... You know what I mean? For a hotel stay, maybe for you or the family or whatever it would be. Obviously not the family in your case, BJ.
No, that's
you'd actually give your voucher to somebody in your family go away.
You go over there, you go and knock yourselves out. You have a nice weekend, right?
Yeah. You know, I'd be fine here.
And don't
ring me.
And I'd be very hard done by now because I'd be there going, here. Jim would be going away with his missus. That's 400 quid off their room.
Yeah.
Mike could be going away with his missus. He's two kids.
Sure, he'd be getting money back.
600 quid. The government would be writing them checks to go on holidays. I mean, I go, hold on, I'm on my own.
Yeah.
All I'm getting is a 200. This is outrageous.
You see, what's that, your expression? No good deed goes unpunished.
Goes unpunished, yeah. You get people like me, right, can I just have it in cash, please? Thank you very much.
Plus, I'd also like equivalence with all of my multi-childrened colleagues.
And how much for my dogs? I suppose they're getting nothing at all. I suppose animal rights means nothing to Sinn Féin.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
look, you're going to guess. There's going to be a huge hurrah from one side and a huge, oh yeah. That's it. Encourage people to be drinking their nut off.
Oh, yeah. And then there's the whole people. And we're going to get this off the magical money tree in the back of all there. There's a lot of that going on. But
the incentive is...
I
get it. The idea of trying to kickstart and incentivize a return to the hospitality sector again. It's just the idea of basically saying, listen, I'll give you drink vouchers.
I know.
I'll give you €200 worth of drink vouchers.
Yeah.
For you. I'll tell you, and I'll give your kids drinks vouchers. What?
You can
bring your young fella for a Smittix. What?
Yeah, and there should be more for the kids because a pint of Coke is more expensive, in fairness. But you know what I think is great about it? What I think is a real brilliant Irish feel of it as well is that it now feels like we're coming out of lockdown. I think it's time. The government funded a barbecue for the country. We need to have a celebration party for everybody that's coming out of lockdown.
Remember those pictures you used to see of from back in the day of when the war supposedly came to an end? Yes. Of course it came to an end.
Supposedly.
But when it came to an end...
Jim's a conspiracy theorist now.
Yes, I'll have you know the war is still raging.
Hitler lives in Wicklow, you know.
But when they had those street parties where like everybody put their table down the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And there was like a big, you know, whatever that celebration was called. Winning celebration.
V-Day or whatever
it was. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that'll be the next thing now. You'll be dragging your... I have you €200. I'm going to spend it now on getting a load of gear and putting myself in the middle of me road and having a party.
But now Sinn Féin are paying for it.
Yeah.
It'd be great if the vouchers got delivered by a fella with a balaclava. Have a great one.
Yeah, by the way, I wasn't here, right?
We're going to have a 21-gun salute to celebrate the end of lockdown and a fish and chips.
In fairness, it's going to have to be cabbage and bacon, right? Just want to keep with the Irish traditions.
Yeah. You're not allowed to buy English meat or anything like that.
Top tune, my favourite game from the Cardigans. Here are Classic Hits, almost 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. I was just thinking in relation to that story about the Shinners giving out the pub vouchers, right?
Yeah.
You know the way you have to now with the new scenario, you have to book your pub and your table. You know what I mean? You have to book in advance or whatever to go to the thing. So technically, if you were using your Shinners voucher, right, for your booking.
It's got love the way it's called the Shooter's Voucher. I'm sorry, it's very funny. Is it signed P. O'Neill or not? Yeah.
If you're using it, right, on your booking, you'd be looking forward to your booking, and it would be quite literally Chucky Air Law.
Yeah.
our day will come.
That's brilliant.
In the pub.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. When's your booking? Friday, 4 o'clock. Chucky Air Law. That'll be brilliant.
Yeah, Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Breakfast Table Quiz on the way. 087-188-0008. The number to use on WhatsApp. To get your WhatsApp in and let Magic Mike know that you want to play. Still only eight to beat, and it's an amazing family break to your choice of one of the fabulous Soho hotels. So get in on us, 087-188-0008. Now, we were talking about the pubs reopening, right, and the absolute clamour that's going around the pubs opening. But, of course, the other thing that's happening as well is that the hairdressers are opening.
That's the big one.
Huge.
That's the big one. Like, you know, whatever about getting your fish and chips and a fizzy and all of that crack, or even getting 200 quid off Sinn Féin. It's the hairdresser is the big one. And you were just telling me there, I'm only after seeing it.
Well, to be fair,
Mark.
Yeah, this broke yesterday, but Tara's been covering it all morning in the news as well. This idea that people are going bananas because Peter Mark are saying, look, we're going to have to charge you 60 quid to fix the mess you made of your own hair.
It's very harsh, isn't it? I think that's so. It's 60 quid extra, is it? That's the way it works.
Yeah, well, from what I can gather, the gist of it is that they'll charge you 60 quid just to put it back to sort of normal. To detox your head.
That's what they say. It's like a hair detox or something. So it's 60 quid to get you not looking terrible, and then the extra money to get you looking well after.
So it's 60 quid to get you back to square one, and then they'll take it from there.
This is very harsh. This is very harsh. And apparently that
people are going bananas.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I don't. If I was a woman now, and I was waiting all these months to get the hair done, or not even, well, I suppose, yeah, it's mostly a women's issue, this one, in fairness. We have to candy this. So she's going, feck the lads, go to Barbie, you'd be grand. If I was a woman waiting for this now, I'd be in the humour. And then they're saying long
regrowth. Well, it's the colour thing, isn't it? It's not so much cutting and styling and all that. It's colour stuff, isn't it?
They're saying if your hair's too long now, it's an extra. If your hair grew, what is it? A long regrowth is described as anything 2 centimetres or longer since the last time you got your. So it's not as if women could just go, right, I'll stop growing my hair now.
Yeah, yeah. Leave it there.
I'll hold me breath. I'll stop growing it. It's pretty harsh to have that. I think that's very expensive.
I mean, to be honest with you, like, as lads, We've no, well, especially me. I mean, I never pay for any haircut because I do it myself.
Oh.
The old razor's a great thing, blade. But for you, like for lads, even like for you, like it's a, you know, it's, you don't even think about it. You pay, what do you even pay for a haircut? What's it cost now?
It depends where you go, but like 15 quid or
there you go. Yeah, exactly. Right. So, whereas, I mean, some women probably, I can only imagine the money that must get dropped on a hairdo.
I know, it's like you bought a new head. Every time you go, it's like a bot. I'm going to need a new head.
Because I'm going out.
Yeah, that's going to be 350 quid for a new head. That's grand. Great value. Great value. The last new head I got was 600 euro. 350 is a deal. And it's going to cost 60 quid more because apparently you've been growing your hair.
Can you imagine imagine if you went in to get your hair cut and the lad cutting your hair said to you, just the usual, PJ? Yeah,
just
absolutely.
The usual, yeah.
So just 75 quid, yeah?
What? Yeah, well, you know what I mean? You've grown it. You've been growing it. You know, what do you mean? I can't help it.
I mean, I've missed 3 haircuts, so I'm going to have to charge you the full 75.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you've gone a bit grey as well, and that's a colour we didn't put in, therefore we're going to have to charge you a little bit extra. I think it looks like Peter Mark wants all women, before they come in, could you please shave your head?
Yeah, I will start from scratch.
I'll start from scratch and do what we can there. I don't know. The money that gets spent on hair is...
Just while I think of it, right, just very quickly, one of our little famous 5-minute polls, right?
Good idea.
As to what the average kind of female spend is on hairdressing or hairdos, really. What would we call it? Hairdos. A one-off do.
Yeah,
right.
So
what's the most you've ever had to drop in a hairdresser in a single visit kind of thing?
Yeah, so if you cut colour and blow dry or whatever is involved.
Yeah, what will it be?
What's the average?
And we'll compare it to PJ's 15 quid my zero.
yeah, although I've gone to your way. since this started.
I tell you.
I've gone down the zero route.
The zero's the way to go, buddy.
I have to say, I mean, I look ridiculous, but I suppose...
Hang on a second, you get used to that. I've looked ridiculous for years.
I know.
You get used to it.
I'm already feeling
it. It settles in.
I mean, I used to look ridiculous anyway, I've realised. I just had a decent haircut. Now I look just ridiculous. I think I'm all right with it.
Yeah, Prince and Raspberry Beret here at Classic Hits 10 to 9. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps on our little 5-minute poll about the hairdressing costs. Something PJ and myself are oblivious to. So we decided we'd dip our toe. And oh my God, strap yourself in, buddy, right?
I'm actually genuinely, I almost got dressed.
So we established you pay roughly 15 quid to get your hair cut.
Yeah, there or thereabouts. Yeah.
I obviously pay nothing. I'm a DIY man because, let's face it, I don't have a lot to work with. Right? Check this out, man. Wait for this. Right, here we go. Quick synopsis of the results we got in. Somebody in Galway City, €90 every 5 to 6 weeks for colour, cut, blow dry. That's cheap, man. Wait for it. €160 for a wash, colour, cut and blow dry. Spent €140 full highlights, cut and blow dry. Bear in mind, these are happening every 5 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Right? What else have we got? Here we go. Shoulder length blonde hair. Mesh, €160 every 6 weeks. Plus 4 hours of my life from Bernie. Hi guys, I usually pay €200 for cut, colour, highlights and blow dry every 6 to 8 weeks.
Holy
from
fart.
Anne in Mallow. Lads, I can tell you that my ex used to pay north of €180 for her hairdo.
For her hair.
And that, again, as
my
I say, it's
God.
every 6 weeks or so.
It's every 6 weeks or so. Yeah. How much is that a year? Oh my God, I'm going to have to lie down just thinking about it. Oh my God, I hope I go bald.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
Right, you know what you need, PJ? You need to get away from it all. You
Too
need a
right.
break. You need
Too
a break.
Right.
Anyway, this is what we have you this week. The hotels are flinging their doors open again, welcoming guests, and the fantastic Soho Hotels are doing that for us this week. They have given us a 2-night family stay in your choice of any of the 6 Soho Hotels locations across Ireland. Your chance to create special moments with a Soho Hotel staycation. Sohotels.ie if you want to check it out. Remember, you can choose any of their hotels. You've got the Athlone Springs Hotel, Charleville Park Hotel, Castletroy Park Hotel, Loughrea Hotel and Spa, Killeshan Hotel and Castle Oaks House Hotel. So there's a staycation for everyone. No matter what part of Ireland you want to head to, you can take the family away for a fabulous 2-night break if you win this week.
Right, so 8 is still the score to beat, which is it's pretty good going, which means 9 or more is going to put someone in the lead if they can do it. And John Daly is going to have a go this morning. Hiya, John.
Morning, guys.
How are you, John? What's the story with you?
I'm good. Good, thanks.
Yeah? What's the plan with the rest of the day? What have you got ahead of you?
I'm off today. Just I have the girls there at home. Just dropped their stuff into work there, so we'll fill the day up with something myself.
Excellent. So yeah. It's daddy daughter day, is it?
That's it. Yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff.
Thank God you can't even get their hair done.
Yeah, it cost you a fortune.
Yeah.
Right, listen, the good news for you, John, of course, is the fact that you've got only 8 to beat, which gives you a fighting chance, in fairness. 9 or more and you'll go straight to the top of the leaderboard, okay?
Great, we'll have a go.
Right, fingers crossed. PJ, you good to go?
Good to go.
Right, best of luck, John. Here we go.
Pavarotti was famous for what profession?
Singing.
In which decade did Cyndi Lauper have her hit, Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
1980s.
Yeah, quarterback is a position in what US sport?
American football.
Snuff is powdered form of leaves from what plant?
Tobacco.
What is the American term for what we call a petrol station?
Gas station.
In the Bible, Noah built an ark in precaution against what public event or what event?
A flood.
Yeah, which singer had a hit at the 1982 hit duetting with Jennifer Warnes on the song Up Where We Belong?
Pass.
Joe Cocker, which of the following is not a freshwater fish, a mackerel, a pike or a trout?
Mackerel.
Which 1975 hit by ABBA shares its title with the International Morse Code Distress Signal?
SOS.
The Wimbledon Tennis Championship is played in what UK city?
London.
Who plays the lead role in the Austin Powers films?
Mike Myers.
In cookery, when using a pestle and mortar set, which is a bowl?
A pestle.
It's mortar. In sports, what is the distance of the Dublin Marathon just under or just over 26 miles?
Just over 26
miles. Yes! That was some good scoring there.
I think so, John. I'm pretty sure you're in the lead anyway. That's for
And
sure.
It was great to see Magic Mike getting in his beloved fishing question.
He loves it, anyway. He'd sneak a mackerel into that.
Oh, I'll tell you something. He loves getting a squeeze in a mackerel in somewhere. He really does. Fantastic. Right, let's see how you did, John. It sounded good to me. Here we go. Is it good enough to beat 8? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, that's a great score, John.
Hope it holds up.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, so fingers crossed from you 2 more days, but that's a pretty good score. You're in a good place now.
Cheers. Thanks a million.
Not at all, John. Listen, have a good day. Enjoy Daddy Daughter Day. Take care of yourself, man.
Excellent. Take it easy.
Cheers. Bye bye now. Right, so there it is. The bar has been raised. It is now 11 to beat if you want to try and win the breakfast table quiz and win yourself that fantastic break courtesy of SoHotels. SoHotels.ie if you want to check out all the various destinations and everything they have to offer.